a lot of people don't have a clue all the equipment that you have. For example, pumps. I mean, don't you have what I would consider to be like commercial type wet dry vacs?
Yeah, 15-gallon wet dry vacs.
Sure. You know, just all kinds of things that that instead of buying one for your own home, sometimes it just makes better sense just to rent one. You know, once a time a year you're going to use it.
Depends on how many times you need to use it, what your storage facilities are, things like that.
Oh yeah, what's probably what I'd like to ask one quick question before we go on a break. We got to go on a break, right, Ryan? We're gonna what is one of the craziest horror stories that you'll hear? In other words, an expectation. Somebody will come in to rent something, and they think that it's really going to work well, and you try to convince them that it's not. You know, what advice can you give people? Like, please don't do this. Like, don't try this. It's just not going to work.
Well, what we were talking about earlier is people trying to remove paint from concrete with any type of sanding tool is a tough one. Even trying to use some kind of grinder with grinding stones, you get the same poor result.
Yeah.
There's just really no easy way to do that. And I try to discourage people when they come in with something like that because they're just not happy with the results.
Well, and especially like cutting concrete. You'll have people who want to put a bathroom in their basement.
I get a lot of that, too, and people trying to use a concrete saw with a gas motor in a confined area. When you get the dust and the fumes are so unbearable, you just can't stand it after 10 minutes.
Right. You just can't use those cutoff saws. You know, even if you're trying to be smart, thinking, you know what, I know I can rent one of those saws from this guy, what we call a dry diamond blade. It doesn't need any water to be lubricated. And you can use water if you want with those blades, can't you?
Right, and that'll help keep the dust down, but you still have to deal with the fumes.
And
you still get dust even though you use that water.
Yeah, you try. Yeah, it's not. It is exactly. It's not. I mean, if you want to do non-dust free, you've got to use a wet saw that'll try to keep the dust down. But you're exactly right. People will try to do these tools and use these things, and sometimes it just doesn't work. It's just not a good fit.